After 14 years, the independent journalism of Gawker will soon be no more. The news outlet plans to sell in an auction that began today, and it appears that the new owner will either be the media company Ziff Davis or Univision. In June, Gawker filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection after a $140 million legal judgment from an invasion of privacy lawsuit by former wrestler Hulk Hogan, a.k.a. Terry Bollea, that was funded by billionaire Peter Thiel. For more, we're joined by our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Ed Lee is managing editor at Recode. He joins us from New York. Hi, Ed.
Hey.
So the names that we do know that are bidding for Gawker are, as we said, Ziff Davis and Univision. What are they offering? Do we know?
We don't know the exact price yet. We do know that Ziff Davis, however, their initial bid, or what's called the stalking horse bid, was for $90 million. If someone else comes in this case, it's really just Univision, it's got to be that or higher, certainly. You know, and then we're got a bit of a race, right? That's what today is about, is that between these two, they've just got to outbid each other.
And do we have a sense of what either would do with Gawker? Would it remain what it is?
It's certainly going to be different. It's not entirely clear, what the longer term aims are with these properties. In either case, however, whether it is Univision or Ziff Davis, the Gawker we tend to know, that's more well known, will certainly not be anymore. I think Gawker.com, the flagship site or the namesake site, will either just sort of operate in a different way or even maybe eventually go to a different owner, because right now it doesn't seem like either side really wants that particular property. It's the other property, the sister properties like Jezebel or Jalopnik or Gizmodo, which is a tech site that they're more interested in.
And would the new owner have to pick up the tab for that $140 million lawsuit?
No. So that's what's interesting here, is that the bankruptcy filing, the way that Nick Denton, the CEO and the current owner of Gawker, the way they did their filing is that they did it in such a way that they can sort of cordon off the so-called toxic assets, right? Namely, this $140 million liability from the good assets, the rest of the sites that, are still money-making sites. So that way, whether it's Ziff Davis or Univision, they're just buying the good side of it and not liable for the $140 million judgment.
Now, I want to talk about Peter Thiel, who funded the lawsuit on behalf of Terry Bollea, a.k.a. Hulk Hogan, against Gawker. But before we get to that, if you could just give us the brief version of what happened there, because that's an interesting story all by itself, and I think it'll help listeners understand what we're going to talk about next.
Right. So Peter Thiel is an interesting character. He's a billionaire venture capitalist, and he's one of the early backers of Facebook, and he sits on Facebook's board, and that's his sort of big win, his big claim to fame in Silicon Valley. He's a libertarian at heart, and the reason why he got into this is that Gawker outed him. They wrote a post years ago that effectively outed Peter Thiel as gay. He didn't like it. He felt it was an invasion of privacy. What's interesting, though, is that he actually didn't file a lawsuit on his own behalf. What he ended up doing instead was he found other claimants, other plaintiffs, in this case Hulk Hogan, and he helped fund their cases against Gawker in an effort to essentially take them down. And he's effectively succeeded.
And he had an op-ed in the New York Times today about the future of journalism. What did he say?
Well, it's interesting. He was basically saying it was kind of a victory lap in terms of this whole Gawker case, but he was also saying that, it's important to maintain privacy, and in order to do that, we need to push back against the Gawkers of the world. At the same time, what he said in his op-ed is that it wasn't his role to draw the line. It's up to journalists to decide what is and isn't fair. The thing is, he's exactly done that. He's created a mechanism by which he's determining what counts as good journalism and what doesn't by funding these cases. And I think that's a slippery slope. That's dangerous. I mean, it's fine for him to feel that his privacy invaded and file a lawsuit. Instead, he's sort of setting up a referendum about journalism itself. And I think that's dangerous.
What do you think the lasting legacy of all of this news about Gawker and Peter Thiel and Hulk Hogan? What is the legacy for journalism?
So I think Gawker is a divisive, in a lot of ways was a divisive entity, right? Even amongst journalists. There are a lot of journalists, friends of mine, who hate what they've done and the way they've done. Others think that they've done actually a pretty good job and really expanded the bounds, the envelope, so to speak, of what is and isn't journalism. I think what The lasting effect, however, with the Thiel and this lawsuit is it'll just chill that experiment, right? With the, you know, digital media offered Gawker and all these other sites the ability to try to sort of test the boundaries of what journalism can and can't be. And I think, you know, these lawsuits are effectively chilling, you know, any attempt to try something different, something new. And I think that's the bigger loss here, not necessarily that Gawker itself isn't all around, but that sort of the willingness to try that, you know, will be tamped down.
Do we know if Gawker's traffic has gone down since all this happened or gone up?
It's actually gone up. Gone up quite a bit, in fact. And as I said, it's still a profitable company. You know, it has lots of readers. It sells advertising and it turns a profit, which a lot of Silicon Valley startups don't have.
Any press is good press. Ed Lee, managing editor at Recode, thank you so much as always.
Anytime.